So let's have a look. So as I have discussed, what we're doing is we're just taking that phrase basically. And this shows the tone. This establishes the tone of conclusion. As I have discussed, you're basically saying, well, I already told you all of this, but now I'm summarizing. As I have discussed, there are advantages and disadvantages to the question. I've shown both sides of the argument. You could just learn that. You could learn that whole phrase to begin a conclusion. What do you follow it with? You follow it with a however sentence. So there may be advantages and disadvantages, but there's a catch. However, I think parents should be responsible for teaching children to be good members of society. So this is you saying, yeah, I see both sides. This is good about it. That's good about the other side. But, you know, for me, and in my opinion, because now we're using your subjectivity by saying, I think, you can finally make your position clear, make your position known. Maybe in the rest of the essay, this is a discursive essay, you've been showing both sides of the argument. But if you write your essay in a way where you don't use I think, I believe in the rest of the essay before, it can be quite powerful just to use I think once at the end in your conclusion. So again, however, I think parents should be responsible for teaching children to be good members of society. That bit's done. What do we do next? Well, sometimes people like to end essays by giving a grand statement about morals and the world. So you can also do this in your IELTS exam. This is what I'm talking about when I say make a moral or social observation, to do with the question, of course, not just a general one.